Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Trust that we are doing good. And I believe God has been faithful to us. Thank God for a beautiful season as we have. All right, let's begin in prayer. Our most heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege you've given us again to be alive and well, hale and hearty, to come after your word. We ask that you speak to us, change us by your word, turn our life around, give us direction from your word, and give us abounding testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, let's begin. So, we are in the new week, and this week we are focusing on another title named Making All Things New. Making All Things New. God making all things new. We have an anchor scripture from Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. Hallelujah. Don't be surprised, we're in the world of Revelation. And so the season is a season of Revelation. Now, Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. If you're with your Bible, you can read with me. It says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." Again, I'll read. He that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new. I make all things new. I make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." Glory to God. Now, what God is trying to say to us today is making all things new. He's making everything new. No matter what you have experienced, no matter how far you have been with God, God says he's bringing new things. He's going to do new things, such as you have never seen before, such as you have never experienced before. Just like the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 says, is that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him, for those that do his bidding, for those that do his commandment. That is how we are with God. He is so loving, and he is so interested in showing us new things, in giving us new things, in showing us new ways. Hallelujah. I am glad to let you know that God is going to do new things in your life. Starting from now, he's going to do new things in your life. Maybe you have seen new things in a long time, but get set, because very soon, new things are coming your way. Hallelujah. New things positively are coming your way. New things in your career, they're coming your way. New things in your academics, they're coming your way. New things in your marriages, they are coming your way. New things in your family, they are coming your way. New things in your business, they are coming your way. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So, get set for new things. Prepare for new things. Get set for new things and prepare for new things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is making all things new, and including your desired testimonies. They are coming out new. We do not serve a still God. We are not serving a before God. We are not serving a dead God. But our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He keeps changing every day. But wrong is changing is not in his attitude or in his power. What is changing is in his testimonies. Hallelujah. He increases his blessing towards us. And I see that becoming our testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Have this at the back of your mind for this week, that God is making all things new, including your desired, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Remember to like, share, and subscribe.